I believe the phrase is kill them with kindness. It's a philosophy that's been around for a while, which my next guest in her career, as well as life, has modified a bit. Rather than killing them with kindness, she has developed the awareness as well as style, which has enabled her to win others over and for her to succeed by, believe it or not, playing nice with others. Now, considering the levels of success she's had in her career and history of recovering from the various curveballs life has thrown at her, it's safe to say that her philosophy is indeed a winning one. She shares this idea along with stories from her life as well as her career in her new book, Fierce Optimism, Seven Secrets for Playing Nice and Winning Big. She's an Emmy-winning TV personality, successful entrepreneur, best-selling author, Lisa Gibbons. Good morning, Lisa.
Thank you so much. How are you?
Great to talk with you. Let me give you listening a heads up, because after you hear Lisa and I talk about Fierce Optimism, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to cover all of your questions, and this is a book you're going to want to obtain, and the best way to do everything together will be this coming Tuesday, April 12th, Books and Greetings at the 271 Livingston Street, Northvale, New Jersey, 7 p.m. That is where Lisa will be doing a talk and a signing for Fierce Optimism, Seven Secrets for Playing Nice and Winning Big. What was the spark that's brought about this book into being? What was there any one issue or one element that said, you know what, it's time to do this?
It really began, Chris, when I competed and won on Celebrity Apprentice, and the reaction was, wow, look at that. Nice girls don't finish first. How did she manage to get there without tripping someone else up or sabotaging another person along the way? And I thought, well, that's not a headline that we really want to be proud of, because that's not been my experience. So I thought, if nice needs a rehab, or if optimism needs a better seat power table, because I do think there are strengths in those qualities, then why not let's talk about that? Because that's the way I was raised. So the seven secrets that I write about in the book, Playing Nice and Winning Big, really are just the values, the old-fashioned values, honestly, that I was brought up with, that I've returned to time and time again to get me through life, and the frame with which I see the world, because that's really all fierce optimism is. It's a mental style, and it affects the way you see things and also the way you feel about things that happen to you.
And the seven secrets are self-worth, focus, resilience, empathy, loyalty, forgiveness, and optimism. Forgiveness, I wanted to focus on for a moment, because people think confuse forgiveness and absolution. For example, you go into business with somebody and they pretty much screw you out of $100,000, let's say. All right, forgiveness teaches you, I forgive you, especially if you're a family member or friend. However, that does not mean that same person comes up to you and says, hey, Chris, I got this great business deal. The buy-in's $200,000, you in? Doesn't mean you're going to go back into business with that person again.
You hit it right. It's not holding them unaccountable for what they did, and it's not absolving them of the thing that was that needs forgiving. But everyone always says forgiveness is not for them, it's for you. And that's so true, because forgiveness puts you in a real energy suck. It's very toxic, but just like negativity is. And people who go through life holding grudges or being negative are focused on those emotions, which are really powerful. Well, we know it's a simple rule that you get what you focus on. And so like in business or growing your character or anything else, optimistic people focus on what they can change, and they don't dwell on the hurts, the mistakes, or the people that have wronged them. They forgive and move forward. And I think that's really key when you look at people who are self-proclaimed optimists, like Warren Buffett or Bill Gates, Sheryl Sandberg, who built her business on what I call intelligent optimism. It doesn't mean pie in the sky, Pollyanna, wishful thinking, or that you deny what's real. It means the way you approach it.
Well, Lisa Gibbons, her new book, Fierce Optimism, Seven Secrets for Playing Nice and Winning Big, lisagibbons.com on the web, and she will be at Books and Greetings, 271 Livingston Street, Northvale, New Jersey, this coming Tuesday, April 12th at 7 p.m. You are listening to Issues and Ideas. All throughout your book, as I mentioned in the introduction, you relay stories, personal stories from your life, and some of the challenges, and from your career as well. And out from your career, it seems like one of the lessons I took, at least, was every event can be a learning opportunity as far as expanding your skills and lessening an obstacle between you and somebody else. For a couple of examples come to mind are your your time spent with here's a diverse combination of people, Kim Basinger and Bette Davis. You had one who was very introverted because of insecurity, and you had Bette Davis who was, not the most cooperative at the beginning of an interview with her because at that point in her career, been there, done that. I'm really tired of doing this. But
at the end,
you melted her.
I think that I've been so fortunate that my career really has been a learning lab because over the years, being as you have been in relationship with so many people for what could be seen as contrived moments, and they are, a phone interview or an in-person interview for a TV show. It lasts for a little while, but it taught me to really read other people's emotional energy and to first offer what they need before looking at what I needed. I needed the story. I needed the soundbite. I needed to finish the assignment. But what they needed was something else. And I really do believe that engaging your empathy in business and in life by looking first to what can I offer? You get the best out of people by first offering the best of yourself. And so I found that, by simply being sensitive to that and being open to what somebody needed me to give them, it allows them to be their best selves. Now, whether they choose to step up is not my work, but my work is, how can I strengthen my strengths while allowing other people to do theirs? And that's how I played the game on Celebrity Apprentice. My friend Geraldo is very strong. Geraldo Rivera, is like Donald Trump in a way in that he hasn't met a controversy he doesn't like.
Yeah.
I show up in the world very differently, but what I want people to know and what my truth has been is that there is strength in nice, and it doesn't mean that you're a pushover. It doesn't mean you're weak or soft.
Do too many people make the mistake of defending themselves as opposed to defining themselves? And are there consequences when you do that?
Oh, I love the way you phrased the question. And yes, there are tremendous consequences because when we are in defensive posture, then those are barriers and walls and those are limits. So whenever we put limits on us, and usually it's to protect us from some kind of hurt, when we're defending ourselves, we're usually feeling insecure or not confident or some other way incapable. We're feeling less than, or we wouldn't have a need to be defensive. And so I love that you juxtapose it with defining. If you're listening to this, you're going, oh, great, yeah, pie in the sky people that, they aren't realistic. They think it's not pragmatic. Well, if you define yourself as an optimist, what you're doing is you're allowing your brain, when you have optimistic thinking, it ignites a section of your brain that opens up the neural pathways to help you be a better problem solver. And the Mayo Clinic and all other kinds of research shows that optimists function at a higher level emotionally and physically. So it's really a choice that if you weren't hardwired to be an optimist, I say that think of optimism as resilience, and resilience is the key factor to get you through life, love, finances, all the rest. Then I say it's a good life strategy to adopt, and you can. You just do it by, like you do, develop your muscle. You just start practicing it.
Wrapping up our time with Lisa Gibbons with her new book, Fierce Optimism, 7 Secrets for Playing Nice and Winning Big. She'll be at Books and Greetings, 271 Livingston Street, Northvale, New Jersey, this coming Tuesday, April 12th at 7 p.m. And on the web, she's at lisagibbons.com. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. There was a common thread I saw, well, many common threads I saw through Fierce Optimism. And one of them I gained from your stories is that fierce optimism is contagious because I think your office at the various stages of your careers and locations where you've performed your careers has been the springboard for about half of Hollywood, but the people have gone on to other things.
It's funny. Optimism is one of the reasons why successful leaders, to be inspiring, you really have to be optimistic. And when we talk about business or we talk about like the political campaign or any of the things that are in front of you right now that you're thinking about, successful people will, oh my goodness, the phone is ringing. That's not a good thing.
Oh, let it go. That's okay.
you can't hear it? Okay, good. Successful leaders know that in order to inspire their teams, their employees, in order to keep the companies going, You know, they have to focus on hope, right? And so in elections, what we respond to really, you know, we may immediately have blips of responding to strength or aggression, but what makes us great is the knowledge that, okay, things are tough now. You know, trust is collapsing in our country. You know, we're afraid for our security. We've got real concerns about the economy. But what we have to base, I think, the future in is knowing that we're resilient and we find solutions and we get through things. So optimists always see that there is a better way, even if they can't, it's not immediately clear to them what that better way is. So in my business throughout, you know, throughout my 40 years of working so far, you know, one of the things that I have done is I've been, I hope, very vulnerable and very open. And business leaders who show that they make mistakes, as we all do big time, generate trust from their employees, and trust builds loyalty. And when people are loyal, then when you need them in a tough time with your business, or you need them to show up to the plate and offer something beyond, they are much more likely to do that if you've been an optimistic leader who's not afraid to be vulnerable. And I think it's that way in relationships, too.
I think what Lisa has done with Fierce Optimism, Seven Secrets of Playing Nice and Winning Big, she takes what many people consider to be challenges, and through her sharing, her openness, and her track record, makes them attainable accomplishments that, if you want to be honest with yourself, you are in need of. And even if you think everything is going well, Lisa's ideas will improve upon the well and make things great in your life. And you can find out firsthand this coming Tuesday, April 12th. Lisa will be doing a talk and a signing at Books and Greetings, 271 Livingston Street, Northvale, New Jersey, at 7 p.m. on the web, lisagibbons.com. Lisa, thanks so much for sharing and making so much of your life an open book as you did. No one's certainly ever obligated to do that. So I'm grateful for that and for being here this morning.
Thank you, Chris, for your intelligence and your passion and your kindness. I suspect that you self-identify as an optimist. I'm just saying.